stay right in that spot. Just stay right where you are. Amen. God just wants to do some things. This is what Holy Ghost meetings are all about. You know that? This is what a real Holy Ghost meeting is supposed to be. But it takes a while for us to get to that spot. Amen. Every meeting is really different, and it's just about hearing God and just obeying. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Just hallelujah. Praise God. Just be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Father. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Turn around, honey. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. Just let me borrow your hand again. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Somebody say, thank God for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that thing, leave our body right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he wonderful? Hallelujah. This might be strange, but you can hang. Amen. I was up there, you know. I saw God do something to me. This is one of those nights where you're crossing over to the other side, but I'm also crossing over to another side, to another range, to another dimension. God's doing that. Amen. So cross over to where God wants you to be with no fear. It's the Holy Ghost. It's good. It's God. Amen. You've heard his voice. Now you obey. He's been talking to you about it now for about 7 or 8 months. Amen. But God said, now that door is open. Amen. And now your faith is there. Now you've seen it demonstrated. Now you'll be able to walk in it because God wants to do some great things in and through your life. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So say, cross on over. Amen. You don't have to fall down or do nothing like that, but God is still good. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, bless him right now in the name of... Ah, there it is. Glory to God from the top of his... Ha, 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 ha. Thank you, Father. Something good, something great, something wonderful. Do it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Don, I saw some wild things happening in Shreveport. I saw some wild things happen in Shreveport to some wild people. Amen. And I perceive that same spirit within you. Glory to God. It's a good thing. Amen. Hallelujah. Last time I heard God moving like that and speaking like that, it's been a while. Amen. But you have the spirit of revival living and abiding on the inside of you. And God says you'll never be the same again. You'll try to look at some things and perceive some things. Somebody say perception. Glory to God. God has opened your eyes and the light's now on. Amen. You'll never perceive things the same way you perceived them in the past. It's a new day for you. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he wonderful? Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah. Let all that is within us bless his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just going to read your scripture. I'm not going to preach. I'm done. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Father. Glory to God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Jesse, hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Father. Say, glory to God. Everybody say, glory to God. Say, thank you, Jesus. Keep playing, Sister Crystal. We're just going to have, if we're going to have Holy Ghost meetings, we're just going to have Holy Ghost meetings. Amen. And you might not understand these things, but I'm going to tell you just a little bit. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Just pray in the Holy Spirit right where you are. All meetings are somewhat different. All meetings are somewhat different. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Just keep praying in the Holy Ghost and keep telling him, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. He's sharing some things. Somebody say, glory to God. Oh, la bamba no no banda saya. Thank you, Father. Holy One. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, we give you praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Just give him praise. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Somebody say, I want to do right. Somebody say, deep down on the inside, I'm all with this. Somebody say, deep down on the inside, it's yes. And people say, how do I get myself to the point where I'll just go with all this stuff? I don't understand it. Somebody say, deep down on the inside, you're already going for it. And all you got to do is step out of the way. It's not like God's trying to make you do something or force you to do something. That, you know what? Once you're saved, once you're born again, the Spirit of God gets on the inside of you. So say, there's a willing spirit. Say, there's a willing spirit. Everybody say, there's a willing spirit on the inside of me. And so many people, you know, we beat ourselves up. We say, hey, I'm not spiritual enough. I'm not full of the Holy Spirit enough. There's something wrong with me. I'll never get it. Maybe if I hang out around church a little bit longer, I'll pick it up some kind of way. But you know what? Jesus already did it for you. Think about this. This thing that we're talking about, this new life in Christ that we're talking about crossing over, we're talking about cross, and I'm not talking about that weird stuff, Jonathan Edwards, all that weird stuff, amen. But I proceed to the Spirit, you know that there's some people ready to go on to a new level spiritually, to a deeper dimension spiritually, and I can literally see it almost like a vision. Somebody say hallelujah. And once you make up your mind to go to the next level, don't ever turn around and go back again. There are lots of things that would hold us back when God's calling us to go forward. But you got to base your decision on nothing else other than the voice of the Holy Spirit that's calling you. Can we say hallelujah? And when God is calling you, don't look around, don't look behind. Amen. Listen and go forward. And God will handle the rest. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. I just want to teach you one or two things. I'm looking for one scripture here. Keep playing, sister. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. First several verses of Luke here. Can you give me that Bible over there, Brother Jesse? So say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Two verses that I want you to get in your spirit and learn this. How many want to be able to flow in the Spirit of God, flow in the anointing of God? How many want to be able to get to that point? How many want a miracle? We taught you this before. We're going to teach you again. Just two simple things. One of the things, a sign right here. Go open your Bibles to the book of Matthew, verse 26. Chapter 26, verse 41. It says this, amen. Chris, I'm going to let you take peace right there, amen. But just stay seated, amen. Thank you. Amen. It's in Matthew 26, verse 41. Oh, thank you, Jesus. It says this. Actually, you can go on up to Matthew 26, verse 39. So we say, just a little farther. Say it one more time. Just a little farther. That's the way it's with God. You know that we never really arrive. There's always a new level. There's always a new dimension. Amen. There's always something else out there that God wants to get out of us. Amen. Remember John chapter 2, Jesse, that God wants to get out of us and he wants to do in us. And we think, well, man, after I start going to church, everything will be all right. And God says, no, you can't go to church. You got to go to church and pay attention. Somebody say, just a little farther. Well, I'll just start to sing for Jesus. I'll just start to offer my gifts up to God. God says, no, you got to offer your gifts with what? Excellence. Somebody say, just a little farther. a little farther. There are a lot of people that think we just get stuff going and they never think, but God's speaking to our hearts right now. He says, just a little bit more. And there's always just a little bit farther that we can go in God. Then right here in verse 20, in chapter 26, verse 39, it says, and he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, say, nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou will. So say, your will. The will of God. We get to any place, we can get to places in our life where, we, you know what, our will, some say our fleshly will, not the inward will, amen, but our own desires and our little stuff. We've been talking about perceptions and deceptions and being led and deceived. Jesus got to the point, he said, listen, not what I want anymore. Not as if he always wanted his thing. He always wanted to please the Father. He said, nevertheless, not as I will, O Lord, but as you will. Somebody say, whatever you want to do. Everybody say, whatever you want to do, that's what I will do. Say it one more time. Whatever you want to do, that's what I'll do. That's the place of blessing. Somebody say, if you want to go just a little farther with God, you got to learn to submit to the will of God. There are certain things he doesn't like to explain to us too much. We say, hey, if I, you know, I don't understand what's going on right now. God said, just do it. Look at somebody and say, just do it. And yield. We get out here, we think we get stuff under control. And we think we get stuff all together. And God says, no, you're going to go back out there and start following me again, even though you don't understand it. Lord, if we sing this song one more time, so we say, just a little bit farther. We've got to learn to trust God. We've got to learn to trust the flow of God, even in things that we don't understand. So we say, hallelujah. He got these disciples there as Jesus was deciding to go just a little bit farther. He came unto his disciples and findeth them asleep. And he said, could you not watch with me for 1 hour? Notice that we've been talking about praying. You know, we get to the point. He said, can't you just pray for 1 hour? We're trying to work up to 15 minutes. You know, we're on biting our nails and ready to slap somebody. You know, Lord, you let a prayer go beyond 6 minutes in a church setting. You mean somebody ready to get shot? Somebody say hallelujah. But Jesus went up to his disciples, not the worldly people. He went up to the disciples and said, listen, can't you pray? He said, can you? Can't you pray just for 1 hour? Look at somebody and say, can you pray for 1 hour? Look at somebody and say, look at them in the face and say, can you pray for 1 hour? So say, would you pray for 1 hour? All right, let's start praying right now for 1 hour. See, liar. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. He finds them asleep. People that are spiritually asleep don't pray. That's one of the ways that we can stay asleep. God doesn't want us to be asleep to what's going on in the spirit. He doesn't want us to be asleep to what he's trying to say to our hearts. He doesn't want us to be dead when God's speaking stuff. We just sleep right through everything. Somebody say, wake up. Notice that he told the nation, he told the people in the Bible, he said, listen, arise and shine, for your light has come. And if they weren't going to rise up, somebody say, wake up and start to shine. It means get up out of the bed. Wake up. Open your eyes to what's going on. But here are these disciples. They wanted to sleep through some things that are going on. And he said to them, he said, glory to God, where are we at? Verse 39. And he cometh unto his disciples and findeth them asleep. And he saith unto Peter, somebody say, the church. Say church. Say it one more time, church. When he's talking to Peter, most of the time he's talking to the church. Somebody say, come on, church. Can we pray just for an hour? Wonder if he's still saying that to the church today. Say, could you pray? Couldn't you just not pray? Listen, can't you just pray for 1 hour? Some say, watch and pray. That means keep your eyes open. That means keep your eyes open. First of all, the things that are going on out there, that you don't get yourself in trouble, that you get out there, but watch the stuff around the world. Don't be so stupid that you don't know what's going on. Amen. But it also could mean have spiritual perception and pray. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. So say temptation. Now he was trying to hook Peter up here. I believe by the deepness in my spirit that, you know, when Peter denied Christ 3 times, somebody say deny. Where did that denial start? Did that denial start when he saw that he was going to get in trouble? You know where he started to deny Christ? Right here in the place of prayer. He said, listen, Peter, you just watch and pray. He said, listen. He said, watch and pray, and you won't enter into temptation. Because Jesus perceived in his spirit what was about to come. And he said, listen, there's some stuff to come. You're going to be tested and you're going to be tried. There are going to be some things that come your way that you're not going to be able to stand up to. But you better learn to pray and build yourself up in the most holy faith. So when that opportunity comes your way, when they come to you, Peter, they come saying, listen, I know you. You've been hanging around Jesus. You're one of them. Peter was really tempted to say, hey, I don't know him. So say, watch and pray, and you won't enter into temptation. What kind of temptation? Temptation to do evil. God, the Holy Ghost will come our way and start to say, hey, listen, I want you to go minister to this one. I want you to write this check. I want you to bake this cake and take it over. I just want you to pick some flowers for somebody. I want you to call somebody on the phone. And you know what? Right away when God tells you to do something, you know who else comes around? Somebody say the devil. And the devil comes around with the 306 excuses why you can't do right away what God told you to do. Somebody say the devil comes to tempt us. And if you're not prayed up, listen, don't wait to get prayed up until you get your assignment. If you're not prayed up, you will blow every spiritual opportunity you have to do something for God. So say, watch and pray that you don't enter into temptation. Temptation of what? Like, I ain't doing nothing. I'm tempted just to go home. I'm tempted just, hey, God said, listen, God wants you, the Holy Spirit says, I want everybody just to worship and serve me and love me tonight. Amen. And you know what? Those that pray, those that have a prayer life, they know God. They're able to do the things that God leads them to do. But you know what? We don't have to develop a life of personal prayer, a life of praying in the Holy Ghost. You know what? We're going to have problems. Some say, we're tempted. Not even to follow the Spirit of the Holy Ghost in church. How many of you want to stop yielding to temptation? You know what? You need to learn to shut off the flesh when you get to church so you can let the Spirit at least have his day. At least have a couple hours a night. But you know what? We're always tempted. Some say, stop taking that mess to church. If you pray, you'll never yield to temptation to follow the ways of the flesh. So say, watch and pray, and you will not enter temptation. Some say, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So when are you weak? When you're always in the flesh. Notice it's pray in the Holy Ghost, building up yourself in the most holy faith, lifting. When we pray in the Holy Spirit on a continual basis, we lift up weights, and we build ourselves, and we develop ourselves. So that when the devil comes in our life with temptation, and many of, listen, don't fear the devil because he's going to punch you in the face. That's not your kind of adversary. Oh, the devil, the boogeyman's coming, the devil's coming, he's going to bite me in the neck like Dracula. We think about the devil, we start thinking about Halloween and all, we start thinking about Linda Blair and all this other stuff. For the believer, the only thing you need to be concerned about with the devil is the devil comes and he would cause you to change your direction. He would cause you not to be obedient to what God wants you to do. He will have some sort of influence over your life. Influence to either stop you from doing what you need to be doing or being who you need to be. Or influence of procrastination. And when we refuse to pray and stay in the Spirit of God and stay up under the anointing of God and be strong in the anointing of God, we yield to every temptation the devil brings their way. Some say the flesh is weak, but the spirit is always willing. There is no excuse to be weak sometimes spiritually when on the inside of you there's, someone say, greater is he that is within me than he that's in the world. Say that one more time. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Say it one more time. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Well, who is he that's in the world? It could be the devil or it could be you. He that's on the inside of you is that spiritual person that God put there. That recreated being that's great, that can do the great things of God. That's bigger. Somebody say, I'm a lot bigger on the inside. Say, I'm a lot bigger on the inside than I am on the outside. But so often we like to throw that one on the outside out there, that weak one, that fleshly one, out there to do things, and it can't accomplish those things. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The Spirit indeed is willing. Somebody say, thank God for that. Say, the Spirit is willing. Say, on the inside of me, I am already willing to do everything God wants me to do. You say, we got to work ourselves up so we can say yes to the will of God. Let me tell you what. No, you don't. Because deep down on the inside of your heart, if you just get out of the way, you're already saying yes. If you start learning how to walk in the Spirit, you would start spend less of your time fighting and debating with God than just walking out what God wants to do on the inside of you already. So say, my spirit is willing, but my flesh is weak. One more verse I want to show you, and then we'll let you go home. Why do we have a service like tonight? John chapter 2. So when you're having a hard time in Holy Ghost meetings, when the devil comes at you to tempt you, to lead you, to guide you, and direct you, listen to me. When the devil comes at you in meetings and different things to tempt you to miss out on the best of God, don't yield to it. John chapter 2. I think I had to get it down here. Some say, you want a miracle? Ask them, do you want a miracle? Say it one more time. Do you want a miracle? Okay. Right here in John chapter 2, this is what it's all about. John chapter 2, verse 1. And the third day there came was a marriage supper, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, they have no wine. In the Bible, wine usually represents the Holy Spirit and the anointing. Somebody say wine and joy. Notice that in the book of Joel said, these men are not drunk as you suppose, but they're just very full of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, this is the new wine. Somebody say, new wine. Say, new wine. You know there's new wine out there? You know there's a touch from God when we get up here Friday night. It's all about the new wine. It's all about the move of the Spirit of God. And a lot of people never get touched by the Spirit of God. A lot of people never are able to drink the new wine, not able to touch the new wine of the Holy Spirit, or have that second chapter of Acts experience where things start to happen in their life. You know why? There's a reason why they never get there. It's because they never do what Jesus' mama told them to do. Say, didn't you hear Jesus' mama? Look at somebody and say, didn't you hear Jesus' mama? Jesus' mama trying to tell you how to get the new wine. Jesus' mother's trying to teach us how to get a miracle. Jesus' mama's teaching us how to get deliverance. And she said, listen, when they wanted that new wine, when they wanted wine, Jesus saith, verse 8, Jesus saith, what have I to do with thee? She came to him. He said, my hour is not yet come. And the mother saith unto the servants, and she speaks to the servants, whatsoever he says to you to do, do it. Say, whatever he says, do it. Say it one more time. Whatever he says to do, do it. That is the bottom line. Now, I'm going to let you go tonight, and we'll work on this for the next 6 to 8 months. We're not going to go on until we get anywhere else. But it's all about the Holy Ghost. Whatever, because there are some people that need some breakthroughs. There are some people that need some miracles. There are some people that just need to have a touch from heaven. And it really starts right there. Whatsoever he said, we sang that song tonight, when the Spirit starts to move, let him move. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's the spirit. See? That spirit of rebellion, that's the devil. That's the devil. This is the house of God. He is Lord. He is Lord. He is in control. He is in charge. He can do whatever he wants to do, whether you like it or not. And you don't confirm the will of God. If people confirmed the will of God, it would have took the entire nation of Israel to submit to what God wanted to do. Every one of you could become disobedient, and yet it'd still be the will of God. I'm picking something up by the Spirit of God, and God's telling me it's the devil himself. Trying to hold back what God wants to do. Whatsoever he says to do, do it. And when you step out to do what the Spirit of the Holy Ghost is leading you to, when you step out in obedience, that's when the miracle begins. Somebody say hallelujah. We'll pick right up there next week if you remind me. Amen. Whatsoever, look at somebody and say, whatever he says to do, do it. Say, you want to dry up? How many want to just dry up? Not feel the presence of God, not have anything. How do you dry up spiritually? How do you dry up from the presence of God, from the anointing of God? Whatever he says to do, ignore it. Whatever he says to do, procrastinate with it. Whatever he says to do, gripe about it. Amen, but we don't want that. Somebody say, I want the new wine. I want a miracle. If you want a miracle, you're going to have to step out and be obedient. And there were lots of people in the Bible that needed miracles from Jesus, and they never got their miracles from Jesus. Did you know that? Because they didn't have fact. They didn't believe enough to do what he said to do. But those that went to Jesus, he said, listen, I want you to do this. Not everybody's going to get up there. You're going to lay his hands on them. They're going to get healed instantaneously. There were certain people, he said, you go jump in that pool over there. You go do this. You go do that. Amen. You come over here and let me pick up this dirt, and I'm going to spit in this dirt and make some mud, and I'm going to stick it in your eye. And as he put that mud in their eye, those people were healed. Somebody say, hallelujah. There was one person in the Bible, I tell you what, they were dead, and the prophet jumped in the grave and jumped on the dry bones, and the dry bones came back to life again. Isn't that amazing? There was a prophet in the Bible, he would fall on dead people. And as he fell on the dead people would get up. Somebody say, hallelujah. Whatever God says to do, just do it. And your miracle will start to happen. So say, your miracle is only a faith step of obedience away. Say it one more time. Your miracle is only a faith step of obedience away. Why don't you stand up right where you are? Many people say, well, when are you going to start praying for people? When are you going to start doing all this other stuff? God's trying to move. As soon as you hear God say, do this, that's the beginning of a miracle. Someone say hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's 9. Oh, good Lord. It's 10:15. Let's close in prayer. Father, we thank you. Let's lift up holy hands all over the building. We thank you that your people hear your voice. We thank you that your people are submitted to your will, oh God. We thank you that they trust you, that they love you, Father. We pray that you would speak to our hearts loudly, that you would speak to our hearts clearly. Father God, that your people wouldn't be Looney Tunes and flakes, Father God, but they'd be just simply obedient to what you lead them to do. Give them your word that they would be able to discern righteousness. Amen. That they would be able to discern true righteousness, Father God, and not walk in the path of evil, Father God, but completely walk in obedience to the place of provision, to the place of healing. Amen. Right to the throne of God. Father, we love you. We praise you. We give you the glory forever and ever. Lord, we thank you that the obedient step out. And as they start to step out, Father God, and become your people, Father God, your miracle starts to happen in their life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Before you walk out, I want you to tell three people, whatever he says to do, do it. Don't forget that scripture and meditate it on all week. And we'll pick up from there next week. And I tell you what, by the time we get to Christmas, glory to God, miracles will be like water rolling out of this place. Somebody say hallelujah. Whatever he says to do, do it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Say it from your heart. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Girl, whatever he says to do, do it.
I'm going to.
Hallelujah.
I'm ready.
Whatever he says to do, do it.